Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Sorry, folks, my microphone just literally broke off in my hand. Give me a second. Okay, there we go. Okay, you hate moving? I hate moving. Oh, it's miserable, isn't it? So it makes sense that the Sudanese asylum seeker, you've all seen the video now, thanks to Elon Musk. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be allowed to see it. It makes sense that the Sudanese asylum seeker waited 4 days to try to saw off Stephen Ogilvie's head in Belfast, Ireland. See, Stephen Ogilvie is such a nice man. He helped his new Sudanese asylum seeker neighbor move in over 4 days. They didn't know each other before. He just met him. But, you know, he wanted to roll out the welcome wagon, be a good person. I found it highly ironic that instead of merely sawing off his head right there on day one, he says, you know what? I'm going to let this guy help me move in first. Then I'll saw off his head right there in the street. You got to love these people who filmed it instead of intervening, although they're disarmed. They're disarmed sheeps. So I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to get stabbed. Turns out the guy, and the video is horrific, was stabbed in the eyes, in the face, has severe injuries. Well, as you know, Belfast is burning. Who does the very Nazi name sounding Keir Starmer, socialist dictator of the UK, blame for that? The Sudanese asylum seeker he let in? Ha! No. No, he doesn't. He blames Elon Musk. And he's vowing to crack down on Musk. Because, see, Musk has been warned to take down the video. Not an AI version of the video or, you know, some other enhanced version. The actual version of the video. Why? Because showing it's racist. How is reality racist? I don't know. They're blaming Musk for the violence and saying that he violated their online safety act. Folks, let me tell you something. If Democrats were in charge right now, Elon Musk would be in handcuffs and would be extradited to the UK for trial for showing you what happened to Stephen Ogilvie after his asylum-seeking thug Islamic immigrant neighbor didn't need his help anymore to move and decided to saw his head off. Yeah, behead him. Why not? Why not? To UK. I mean, will you even do life in prison for that? Very doubtful. Very doubtful. So where are we now? Well, within hours of that, the very Nazi name sounding Keir Starmer announced a new law and new regulations they're preparing to bring forward. I've been warning you about stuff like this for a very long time, and you can tell they're in a panic, okay? Because the whole world is getting a look at this, and Elon Musk will not censor it for them, even though they're demanding it, because it does. It violates the Online Safety Act, which basically criminalizes anything that makes the left look bad, bad while they're trying to replace you at the voting booth with violent migrants. So what is going on right now? Keir Starmer has now given the Prime Minister of the UK tech companies 3 months to restrict every device in Britain unless you submit a digital ID, supposedly to protect children. Now, how will this work? Essentially, every phone, laptop, tablet will be locked down by default unless the government knows exactly who you are. I mean, you could turn it on, but you can't go on the internet. If you can't go on the internet, you can't do anything until you fess up about who you are. To protect children, got to make sure you're not 16. Well, won't they have your ID and be able to track everything you do and trace you to your bank account? Well, yeah, of course. It's not a coincidence this was announced after Stephen Ogilvie had his head near sawed off on the internet. No, they're trying to figure out how to crack down on this. Well, the latest folly in this is a new announcement that the UK, this is separate, that the UK is drafting a law to scan every photo, video, and message on your phone, not on the internet, on your phone. Tech CEOs who refuse to implement this could face up to 5 years in prison. Folks, this is China. This is a social credit system. This is China. It's not the social credit part yet, but it's all of the hardware, the tech. Companies would have to build a device in that will scan every single last thing and save it for the government. Or you go to prison. What do you want to bet Democrats, if they ever take power again, turn over Elon Musk? You know what would be funny is watching Tim Cook get turned over. He'll probably comply, though. Okay. Meanwhile, Keir Starmer going off after the violence in Belfast, because it makes people upset when they're very sweet, very nice, very kind, helpful neighbors, almost get their heads sawed off in the street by migrants they didn't want there anyway. Keir Starmer blames Elon Musk because he won't take the videos down or what he calls racist comments about migrants. He says that Musk caused the violence and has violated the Online Safety Act. Ditto in Australia, which has a similar law to the Online Safety Act. Listen to the deranged Orwellian newscast out of there, where they blame Elon Musk for breaking the law.
A violent knife attack by a Sudanese asylum seeker in Belfast on Monday led to a night of riots and vehicles set alight in the city. Video of the horrific knife attack, which we've chosen not to show, was posted online. Far-right agitators then shared the material, using it to stoke racial tensions and push for violent retribution. The UK regulator has powers directing tech companies to remove violent posts and control racially charged responses. But Elon Musk chose instead to double down on inciting rhetoric on his platform.
And by inciting rhetoric, she means just letting us see true things, real things, the video. It's horrific. And if you want to see it, 5 seconds, you'll find it on X. And you should be able to. No, if these are their policies, you should be able to see the result. Should be censored. You know how you make that stop? You don't take the video down. You stop the migration of people you have not vetted. You know what? You stop migration completely. They don't want to do that. They want the votes. These are the outlines of the fight of the future, folks. And I keep reminding you all the time, no less than the Bill of Rights is going to be on the ballot in 28. We have got to pass the SAVE Act so they can't steal it. We've got to. Which brings us to what Trump's doing now, which is totally awesome and amazing and unbelievable. And it's getting buried today. I meant to get to it like 2 hours ago. New executive order that so far has been upheld by the courts. We'll see if it sticks. That would essentially ban the post office from sending any absentee ballots or mass mailed ballots through the U.S. mail unless that state turns over their full internal voting rolls. Why? So we can check that the person can actually vote. Yeah, so in other words, a crisis for the Democrats. How will they win? I don't know. They and John Thune will figure it out, I'm sure.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.